Shiurim. We'll have an occasion to say a few more words with our distinguished president, Avraham, in relation to the taking of the Afrikaner. And so it was a great sense of humility that I again opened the session of the Afrikaner for the first time this year in the Boston, the Mara Yom HaKashleisa, the Zerfe, to be convened the Mount Mabit's father, Kaisa, of this moment.
And the delight of the unbalanced pollution. There is a Ramban and Rambam about the mitzvah from Yerushalayim Yeshiva. Now, I wouldn't say controversy. The Ramban says that the Rambam has left out of his Tayag mitzvah system the mitzvah from Yerushalayim Yeshiva. That's the Ramban. The Ramban, you know, counts Yerushalayim Yeshiva as a separate additional mitzvah. Where is the mitzvah for Yerushalayim Yeshiva? Where is the mitzvah for Yerushalayim Yeshiva? Where is it mentioned in Chumash? Yeah, in today's parsha. In today's parsha. Kat mebo mesayarde, lo belo reshes asoret, asher adishem rekeichem neisim lochem, v'yirishtem eisor v'yoshacht. This is the mitzvah. According to the Ramban, the mitzvah consists simply in either basically mitzvah can be achieved in a double way, in a twofold way, by simply yeshiva atzisroel, and but not so much as yeshiva atzisroel. When you are careful with the Ramban, the Sefer HaMitzvot, where it tries to define the mitzvah for Yerushalayim Yeshiva. So the Ramban has two kinds. There are two ways in which the mitzvah mitzvah for Yerushalayim Yeshiva can be implemented. First, by having first is not Yeshiva as a soul, that's what comes next. What is the first achieve, the first aspect of Yerusha Soror as the mitzvah? The account is very simple, that the Tzisroel should belong to us, politically. It means that the mitzvah, that the Tzisroel should be governed by Jews. This is Yerushalayim Yeshiva. Government in modern language is Yerushalayim Yeshiva means the Jew should be the sovereign of the land. This exactly the sovereign of the land. And sovereignty is exactly what we call statehood. It means an independent on no one, dependent upon no one. Dependent upon no one. I should govern as a soul. This is the first. The second is that perhaps with the Chazal spoke so highly of a person who lives in Eretz Yisrael is because of Yerusha Yishuv. The Ramban is quite sure about Yerusha Yishuv. As far that, but when Yerusha Yishuv is related to sovereignty, to Jewish sovereignty in Eretz Yisrael. However, whether the physical to be there, to live there, is also a part of the mitzvah of Yerusha Yishuv. The Ramban is maybe inclined to say yes, but the Ulai is the Ulai of Efshor, Shema Shifligu Chachomim, Shavir Chachomim, the Shvardor, Chagish, Eretz Yisrael, is who mitnei tam ze. But this is Shita Saramban. The Rambam in Yuchas, the Lochim, speaks quite highly of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Even though himself spent in Eretz Yisrael a few days, but speaks very highly of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. In Yuchas Melochim, in Yuchas Melochim. But in Mitzvah per se, he did not set up Mitzvah Yerushalim. Yishuv, 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 Eretz Yisrael, as a mitzvah per se, as a mitzvah per se. One. I believe that the Ramban, actually disagreement between the Ramban and the Ramban. But according to the Ramban, the mitzvah, what you call the Rishtemeisa, the Yoshaftenbo, is not, according to Ramban, the mitzvah of Rishtemeisa, the Yoshaftenbo, exhausts itself in capturing, controlling, and conquering the Yoshaftenbo. I mean, that's what exactly what Madame Science calls sovereignty. I mean, this is absolute government. The Rambam, according to the Rambam, this is correct, the Rambam. Even though the Rambam didn't mention this aspect. From political control over the soil. But there is something else that I want to emphasize. In Rambam, the mitzvah, from the mitzvahs, includes certain aspects which first glance, I mean, we don't understand the relationship between mitzvah and Yerusha and Yeshiva and Yerusha Yeshiva and the mitzvah with which this Yerusha Yeshiva is associated. Here, according to Ramban, and the Ramban would accept it too. The Ramban. The Jewish Ratman was a Yarden, what the rest of the Soret, as a Shem Lekech and Ismachem, the Jewish to Mesa, your Shaftego. Then next, Abbe Tabdu, the scholar Amikimis, as a Rodu Shomagay, and as a Shatam Yershem Mesa, and Israel, a Lorem Moromim, ויסעסם כאילו עד השם לקיחם, כמר עמוק משיף השם לקיחם כל שתיכם, ועוס משמי שונה. במיצף יישו אורץ הכל. ובדינו, דגמורה שדרה דרה מניחס, אבי דזור, דזור, אקספט, דזור, אבי דזור סן אגרימן. דנרץ ישראל, יזיבו דאבי דזור, קונסיס, כאילו לישר יש אחר. Chutzlorot, if I come across a Velizore, I destroy a Velizore. I'm not supposed to look around, I'm not obligated to look around, to search, to investigate, to look, to search for a Velizore, or to seek, to make an effort to find, if I come across a Velizore, in that Mississippi. The same as no mitzvah, I should look for chometz. Chometz, I mean, with Rabbanon, it's that I do from Diggis chometz. But otherwise, with the Raisi, if I have chometz, I come across from the Zionists. In the Zohar in Chutzlaret, it is similar to that. But in Eretz Yisrael, the Torah requires Lisharish Acharon. But in Poshit, Abed Abdul, Eskolam Kemes, Asher Ovde Shom Agim, Asher Atem Yeshem Yisem Yisraelim, Umtatsum Yis Bechesom, Umvayis, is in apparently there is a separate mitzvah of Ibud Avin Ezor in Eretz Yisrael. And this is the Rabbi Tavdun Eskolam Kemes, Asher Ovde Shom Agim Yisraelim. Moreover, in Eretz Yisrael, is Ibud Avin Ezor. Ibud Avin Ezor in Eretz Yisrael is a part of one of the aspects of Yerushalayim Yeshiva. What is Yerushalayim Yeshiva? The Rambam says political control, yes, no doubt about it. But there is something else. Ibud Avin Ezor is a key for Yerushalayim Yeshiva. And that's when the Torah says, Eilu Achukim V'Mishpotim. אשר תשמרו לעשית בועות ולתאר ולתאר עשית החוק ומשפוט הם סובבות חיק ומשפוט זה תאר זה תאר קונסרם תמי ושביל אבל יזור אלא החוק ומשפוט אם אשר תשמרו לעשית בועות אשר נוסם לשם לקי הרסך ולכל לרישתו כל היום נכון רק וירשת היסורי ובפור יסס כעתמינו מסיימים, לא מלורס צורת, אשר עד השם הלכי הכניס לכם, וירישתו מישהו וישבתם בו. איבוד, איבוד אבין אזורי, איזה פארט, אף איפוי אישה, איפוי אירוש ואישה. בסדר. אלה החוקים המשפוטים, אבי תאבדו סמיקים יש אשר עובדו שמגיע מסמיהם. אבור מורא מפיין, אשר יצרם. Is Yerushalayim Yeshiva Akirli. I may have control, political control. I may be an independent ruler in Eretz Yisrael. Is the mitzvah for Yeshiva Oret, for Yerushas Oret, is achieved only in the world, only when Avin Ezor is never min ha'olam, is eliminated completely. This is one aspect. And if for him, that's the why if Avin Ezor is in Eretz Yisrael, so I fail to fulfill the mitzvah for Yerushalayim Yeshiva. That's why in Eretz Yisrael it's also the Sharish Acher. Because in Eretz Yisrael, mitzvahs Ibud Avin Ezor is a double, is a twofold, aloche. One aloche simply, Ibud Avin Ezor is a mitzvah and binding upon Israel, not only in Eretz Yisrael, but throughout the whole world. I mean, not even on the moon, if you go up to the moon, it's Ibud Avin Ezor, so it's all for Abedin. This is number one. Yes, no. However, Ibud Avin Ezor is in Eretz Yisrael. He is not a king from Ibud Avin Ezor, but a king from Yerushalayim. This is actually a criterion by which I measure the mitzvah from Yerushalayim, whether it has been realized or it wasn't. This is number one. That is Eli Akutim HaMishpotim Shishma Le'as Boretz Echmas Malkar Etzvah Le'ishtuk Ayyam Chayim Adam. First of all, what is Yerushalayim Yeshiva? Interesting. The Apostle doesn't tell us Yerushalayim Yeshiva is when you have a Jewish governor in Eretz Yisrael or a Jewish army. No. Then there will be a police army. They have an independent system of court, of jurisdiction, judiciary party. No, the Torah doesn't mention it. Those are the modern science, because those are the very elements of sovereignty, political sovereignty. Currency, army, foreign policy, and so forth. All those things which modern mother of statehood actually at least is trying to achieve. The Torah is mentioned. What is Yerush Mishive? The Torah gives a different diagnosis, not a different diagnosis, but the Torah says, Abit Avdu, no Abit is over. No Abit is over. This is Yerush Mishive. If you take the Rambam, Menuches Abit is over, the first Rambam. Otherwise, you don't understand the context of the first parasha. Sit Chukim Mishpotim. Then Aved Zore, and then the parasha continues. You know the Rambam, in the Aved Zore. Aved Zore. You have it? What Rambam do you have?
Shoftim.
Mitzvah Asehu, Le'aved, Avedes Kechovin, Umeshamsheo, Yechol Anase Bishvilo. Avedizor itself is subject to Yibu, to destruction. But Yatashmish Avedizor, Le'i Avedizor, Shnema Abed Ta'abdun Eskol Amkemesh, Vinema Kimseis Kimstasu Lachem. Ube'eretz Yisroel, this is Mitzvah Asehu Abed, he doesn't say where. Yeah, anywhere. ובארץ ישראל מצווה לרדי אחריה עד שנעבד איסו מכל ארצנו. זה רם מפוש. In ארץ ישראל it's not another dimension in איבוד אבי זורי. In ארץ ישראל is איבוד אבי זורי, אבי זורי equated with ירושלים וישיבה. In interesting. ובארץ ישראל מצווה לרדי אחריה עד שנעבד איסו מכל ארצנו. Why did he say this? זה הפקיליה הורי. כשעשינו בארץ ישראל, צריכים, חיירים לנו, לירב אחרי. כשעשינו בארץ ישראל, מצווה לירב אחרי, עד שנעבד איסו מכל ארצנו. Why suddenly, מכל ארצנו? עד שנעבד איסו מכל אורץ. Nowadays, in the color, why is our chain of Muslim? Because as long as there is a religion, it's not our chain. I mean, no political conclusions on that. You know, because this is God Mitzvah Ezor in general, and then, Mekol Arzenu, Avol, Bechutz Loret, Einonu Mitzuvim Lirde Vachero, Hele Kol Mokim Shenir Beshei Sei, Nevat Kol Avin Yitzkrovo Shevei, Shnema Vibadeto Yishmo Min HaMokim Ahu, Mokim Ahu, Beretz Yisroel Ato Mitzuvim Lirde Vachero, Vi Ato Mitzuvim Lirde Vachero, Mechutz Loret. Yerusha v'yeshiva is very strange. Yibud Avid Zor is an aspect of Yerusha v'yeshiva. Otherwise, not Yerusha v'yeshiva. This is number one. The Rambam has a pair of the Rambam has in Yerusha v'yeshiva, the Rambam has another aspect. Another aspect. What is the other aspect? Alright? No, it's not as good enough. I believe it's a little too high, you know what I mean? There is something else, which the Rambam apparently considers it, identical with Yerusha v'Yeshiva. This is Beis HaBchira. Binyan HaMikdash because a mitzvah limits Middash. The Rambam counts the Binyan Middash among the Tayag mitzvahs, the Rambam. And this is not only in Eretz Yisrael, I mean, the first Bais HaMikdash was not in Eretz Yisrael, but in the Midbar, in the desert. This is correct. But however, in Eretz Yisrael, being an HaMikdash is again associated with Yerusha Yeshiva. The mitzvah Yerusha Yeshiva is completed or fully attained, implemented fully, when the Bais HaMikdash is on the Chayim. This is again a criterion by which I measure and I determine whether or not we are indeed sovereigns in Eretz Yisrael, or it is the whole sovereignty that we play with is just an illusion, nothing else. Is Bais HaMikdash is a kiyum, Bais HaMikdash is again two kiyum, one kiyum Bais HaMikdash. A mitzvah like other mitzvahs to have a Bais HaMikdash. When the Rambam says, Mikdash Rishon nivne al-yedei Meishen b'Migdash. In the middle of that, absolutely there was no relationship between Yerusha and Yeshiva and the Binyan HaMishkan, no relationship at all. Vayisu vayachnu. But the days, Binyan HaMikdash is actually proof or is considered as the final achievement from the Rishon Lezion Shaftemo. It means if actually there is full Yerusha Yeshiva, if there is, so then the Bais HaMikdash has got to be on top of the Har HaBayis. Otherwise, the Yerusha Yeshiva not complete, and perhaps it's just an illusion. It's just an illusion. Because take a look in Chumash. Here are Chukim HaMishpot, and it's Tzish Mulat, and Gwerat, Shnos HaShem, and Lekir, and Shechel, and Chol HaRishto, Kol HaYom HaShrat, and Chayim Al Adomo, Abed Ta'abdu, this is the first I told you, this is the mitzvah of the mitzvah of Ibud Abed Ezore, as the means of attaining Yerusha Yeshiva. Then, כמה למוקים נססתים על השם הלכיכם, כמה למוקים אשר יבחר על השם הלכיכם וכל שבטיכם לא שמי שמי שום, משכני סדר שהוא בוס השם. הרייסם שם עשר עשריכם וזה רמייס. But this parasha should have belonged, should have been a mean formulator in Rusha say, in Vayikro. Why did the Torah wait on the formulation of this parasha? I mean, for Dvorim? Because Dvorim is the sefer for Yerusha Yeshiva. Dvorim is the sefer for Yerusha Yeshiva. First of all, in Dvorim, the mitzvah Yerusha Yeshiva is stated unequivocally, clearly. This number one. Number two, Dvorim deals with institutions which would completely don't belong into. What is Vayikro? Vayikro deals with the Yochid. Vayikro deals with the Yochid. Not with the chief, not with the community or with the political entity, with the political institution. There are no political institutions in Vayikra. Vayikra is a kobbalist. Kobbalist Yochid. Here and there, I met a kobbalist Yochid. What do they say? Shvetzir is not a political institution. It has nothing to do with the concept of sovereignty. The Shemitah of Yehuda is actually an obligation of the individual. Shemitah of Yehuda. There is no aloha from Tzibur, there is no aloha from community. Obligation or Shemitah of Yehuda is not a political, law. It does not depend upon political institutions. Yeah, safer by Midbar, I can imagine, safer by Yichor, could be almost, I would say, 70-80% carried out in a society which is anarchic. I don't mean anarchic in the negative sense of the word. Wherever there is no state, anarchic society, let's say it's possible, if it's possible. Is all the mitzvahs in Vayikra can be easily carried out and implemented in an anarchic society. What? Yeah, however, Dvorim you can't start from. You can't start, actually, if you speak only of the individual. In Dvorim you have to think of the state as well. The state. And it's impossible to speak of Dvorim in terms of the state, if we don't presuppose that dwelling, all the institutions which dwelling, most institutions, introduces, is only possible and understandable within the reference, the frame of reference of religious, political sovereignty. Without political sovereignty, first of all, right to it starts immediately. Starts with Dayonim, Dvorim. Then Dvorim has Melech. If not for Dvorim, there is no institution of Melech. Melech is mentioned in Dvorim. Nuchomo. Nuchomor is in Dvorim, Yuchas Nuchomor in Dvorim. Again, you cannot imagine Nuchomor in the full sense of, in the full legal sense of the word is without a presupposing that the society in Dvorim is a politically organized. You cannot imagine Sefer Dvorim. There is no, in a politically unorganized society, there are no Muhammad. I think I can be Muhammad if each one of you can kill each other. But in the full sense, scientifically, you cannot speak about Muhammad. You can speak about clothes, but not war in the strict sense of the word. Dvorim is the Sefer of Muhammad. Then, actually, what else? Iranidacha, Tzibur. Is the great Yerusha v'Yeshiva, when is Yerusha v'Yeshiva attained? When actually, take for instance, I'll give you an example. Take for instance, for a certain time, actually in our history, we lived in a society which was not organized politically. You see, there was no authority. No political authority. There was a lack, apparently, of both a dinim, of courthouses, a judiciary body. This is why even a year, the Chazal said, every day she shefet a shefta, but it Chazal made anarchy. And anarchy might be an ideal form of government, but the Torah has accepted not anarchy, but power. But a highly political organized, politically organized life. The Torah, approved of it. For instance, I'm not too much involved in this problem, but to say that the Torah is not interested in a state would not be true. The Torah is interested. The Torah hadn't been interested in the human tendency. The Torah not been not being concerned with the human tendency to organize into political entities or into political unity, the Torah would not have formulated the rule of Rav Melech and Shara Sholem Meluchomo, I mean, how you to conduct a war, what you should do, what you shouldn't do, what you should offer your enemy, what you shouldn't offer. The Torah wouldn't have spoken so much about Chief to the Shaitan, Pidol Sharecho. The Torah wouldn't have spoken about Melech, when Melech is the monarchy form of the state. Is it necessary or unnecessary? When is it obligatory? When is it not obligatory? See, the Torah, touched upon those problems. Sometimes the Torah is interested in human being, not only not only as an anarchic being, but in the human being as a politically conscious being. Actually, the history of the human society. So from time to time, sometimes we are simply surprised to notice that from time to time, man is inclined to reject state. To reject state. The idea that life must be organized as a political unit, as a political entity. And this comes most times under the motto, this is the matter. We want freedom. Since we want freedom, it's a rejection of state, rejection of authority, rejection of any code. In other times, this is a wrong tendency. Then there are many such experiences in opposite tendency, reserve, to turn over everything to an authority, to select a führer, a leader, no matter what kind of leader, what kind of führer. Turn over to him all burden of responsibility, and rely on it. You know that we unfortunately have to live through those experiences. As a matter of fact, this is the tendency. Those two tendencies are mutually exclusive. Those two tendencies. For instance, what happened in the 60s, in the 70s? In America, on the campuses. It was rejection of authority, complete rejection of authority. This is number one. What is happening in America now, at least some say, yes, people say it. Strong hand. Yeah, he knows everything, I know nothing, I rely on him. All right. This is true. No. this is a tendency, which is observable sociologically. In Chumash, like in Musa, there is the story of Raise, in Chumash, is this tendency, or rather say the contradiction, is in Manisha himself. He wants to be government on the one hand, on the other hand, he wants to govern. Okay? In Dadera Mabo, and Dadera Fort. Dadera Mabo, Gadera Fuge is the impression we get when we study the story of Gadera Fuge in Chumash, that it was a door who wanted to accept which wanted to be ruled. To be ruled. Yeah. It is a disciplined person. The idea was that person, why is a human being so wonderful? So wonderful is because a human being has the ability to be, can subject or submit himself to authority. Because in the day of Logan, in the theater, so for Echas, it was in Achodim, the tower. Yes. It means no political freedom, basically. But simply, the Deir HaFloger did not recognize the possibility let's start from the Deir HaMamon was rejection of authority. Rejection. By you. How do I know that this was a chetun from Deir HaMamon? ויקחו נושים מקהילה של הבכור. ויערו בני אלוהים את בני אדם ככבד היו, ויקחו להם נושים מקהילה של הבכור. And the emphasis should be upon what was, מקהילה של הבכור. No one told them what to do, how to do. There was no law which stopped them doing things which were wrong according to our opinion. It was complete anarchy. It's complete anarchy. This is number one. This is the Deir HaMamon. The Deir HaMamon. Then on the other hand, there is the Deir HaFloger. He apparently lives in accordance with order or instruction. It was a well-organized society. A disciplined society. And Chazal, because the way they interpreted their slogan, somebody used to climb the tower and sleep and fell down, so no one paid attention to him. As a matter of fact, Chazal gave a picture which is exactly which modern society knows very well. Anyway, the human being is a dialectical being in the sense that rejects freedom, he also rejects authority from time to time. What is our opinion, Yahadus? Our opinion, Yahadus, is? At certain times, authority is necessary. You cannot avoid simply the experience of politically highly organized life. And sometimes people are tired of authority. They accommodate both the experiences. The authority experience and the experience of the of so-called freedom that man begins to reject. Dvorim is the book from the Miochid. The Miochid in the sense, Dvorim is the book from the Miochid. There is no necessity to see Dvorim against the background of a politically organized life. Vayichon, right. Vayichon is a yoch. Chato, Sosho, Meile, Shlom is a yoch. Then what else do we say? Mitzero, Tzoraz, Sickness, yoch. Gdeshim, Tiyur, and Ekechem, also yoch. Leishig, Neimu, you don't need a politically oriented man. Don't need it. And then Yom Tevim, nothing to be with Tzidon. Shemit Eviyem is the famous Hayochet. This is Dvorim is famous at Tzidon. Most of the obligations in Dvorim must be projected upon a screen politically highly organized society. The end is in Yehushev Yeshiva. Now let's go back. Dmitri is Yehushev Yeshiva, basically. Yehushev Yeshiva is Yehushev Yeshiva per se. This is a criterion by which I measure. I mean, whether or not actually I fulfill my duties of Sefer Dvorim or I don't fulfill my duties. If anyway, Yehushev Yeshiva and Sefer Dvorim requires has to meet two prerequisites. Abed Abdun, in the state is not capable of eliminating Abed Zohar. So there's no Yehushev Yeshiva. And at the same time, Why being a bias? Abed Abdun understands very well. If you are strong in character, you are not afraid of Abed Abdun that some pagan society will criticize you and tell you it's wrong, or actually pagan society will declare war on you. If you are strong and sovereignty is indeed a reality, so who cares what Romani says? However, when you don't feel strong, you feel weak, so then you would not act so quickly, because you wouldn't like to antagonize. To antagonize, nations with whom you are in contact relationship. Yeah. This we understand psychologically. We understand it very well. What is Yehushev Yeshiva? Why is Yehushev Yeshiva right there? The interesting thing is, in the pasuk in Shmuel says, "Vayi kashaniach voyot." This is not in Shmuel. Zich Le'Amelech Mikoreh. And interestingly is the following. What is dependent upon what is the conditions sine qua non in as far as Yerushalayim Yeshiva is concerned? The condition sine qua non in Yerushalayim Yeshiva is not being a midrash, but being a base appearance. Migdosh was built in the base in the Midbar. There was no Yerushalayim Yeshiva, no Yerushalayim Yeshiva existed in the Midbar. But still, the Migdosh was built, constructed. Was Migdosh was Shacham to Becero. In today's parsha, we speak about the Shifne Tidre Shubos HaShomo, Baveshem Shomo, Rishechem Zifrechem, that being a Midrash is one of the aspects of Rishu Yeshiva. It's not being a Midrash, but being a Beis Afcher. The difference is, what's the difference between being a Midrash and being a Beis Afcher? For instance, Nilchet Midrash and Nilchet. The Ram has a Lochet, which he named the term being a Midrash. Quite often he says, not Beis Abchiret, but Migdosh. It's the same in Atero, Livno is Migdosh. Because Migdosh, in Beis Abchiret, there are two mitzvahs in Beis Abchiret. First of all, to build a Beis Abchiret. Second essay is, to build Beis Abchiret. What's the difference between Beis Abchiret and Beis Amigdash? Beis Abchiret means in any place. Beis Amigdash means in any place I want. Beis Abchiret means in one place. One place. Yerushalayim. Zeis Amoke, Zezam, Pe'eshef Kivisir. Yerushalayim is, for instance, Beis Abchiro requires on me how was the Beis Abchiro selected. So you know, Mishich Betidah Shubos HaShomo, the Beis Abchiro was selected by a double, so to say, performance. First of all, Bezdin has to simply to find the place on the Beis Achor has to find Mishichnei Sidre Shuhu Bos HaShomah. What means Mishichnei Sidre Shuhu Bos HaShomah? Voya Amokim Asher Yivkar Al Yishar Nusake Shmei Shom Mishichnei Sidre Shuhu Bos HaShomah. What does it mean? What is Mishichnei Bos HaShomah? The mechanics of finding, identifying the place consists of us. L'shichnu tidreshei tidreshu. First of all, you should search. Search for the place. The Ramban says, see, like somebody comes to a town, he doesn't know how to enter, what to do. So he'll ask people, and say, tell me where does this street lead to the other street. Simply, you should search. This is number one, the Shichnei Tidash. And then, after you found the place, you need endorsement or verification by a Novi, Asher Yivchar Ad Shem Rechokhobe. This was David. David found the place in Geren Ayrusi, I mean, independently of what God, of the message that Novi God gave it. Mishichnei Tidoshu, you should find the place in accordance with Aloha, with your own ideas. I mean, then it's got to be in this place should be identified again by a novi. Is this Beis Abchiro, Mishichnei Tidoshu, Rosh Hashanah, This is a separate mitzvah. The Sholesh mitzvah is the Star of Israel, which has the source on the Oretz. What Sholesh mitzvah is not with Islam Midrash. With Islam Midrash, there is no need in the Star of Israel. With Islam Midrash, it was 40 years before this. Prof. Sassan was the word of Mishkan. No, the base of Chiron. The Chiron are mocking. It's not only important that the people have a Mikdash, important is that this place is the only one where a base of Mikdash should be built exclusively. This is base of Chiron. This mitzvah from base of Chiron, this mitzvah, Beis HaBchiro, is the key of this mitzvah is Yerushalayim Yishuv. When you build the Beis HaMikdash, you said, Zeis Yerushalayim Adei Ad, Pei Yishuv Ki Yivisio, so you are making the mitzvah for Yerushalayim Yishuv. It has a Torah. Mini Melech also shows what is Mini Melech. Mini Melech, what is actually Mitzvah? Again, Mitzvah, the Torah has not objected to Melech, But even though Shmuel felt hurt. But Torah did not object to Melech. The Amalek is not only sovereign. The Amalek is when the middle of everywhere. Amalek is the Melech. Amalek is a key of sovereignty. No kashe. This is exactly what Melech is. But what is that being a prayer, but the key of the Yerusha Yeshiva does not come to an end with Melech, but you need being and Bisatfir as well. Vayika Shaniach Leam Hashem Mikoleivos Mesovit Vayim David El Gad Anovi in Alech Yeshiv Vibayim Bisarozim Vareina Vishem Tachas Hayriyah. This is it. His name is the Parsha. In Ekev, we just read Ekev, so you speak about Kibush. Ekev is a sefer from Kibush Mochom. Kol mochem ashtir kafar lechem, bilechem nesatit. Not a god of Yehi Gruchem, Kibush Mochom. But it's not enough to conquer, to defeat an enemy. But the mitzvah is to exercise control, full control, political control over the land. And today we have a separate tradition for the Aftarah, for Shev Nechamim. In the Aftarah of Shemini, we tell the story of David accompanying the entire community following the arena breeze from a temporary place. When the arena breeze, the arena breeze was captured by the Plishtim. Was captured by the Plishtim. So following the arena breeze back to its place. Yes. So the celebration. Vayal David the Sarin Rikim Beis Eved Eben Ir David. He actually intended to raise the Sarin Rikim in Jerusalem. This is Ir David. The Ir David. The Simcha. And the Torah tells us Vayoshev David the Vorech has been said Vateitzim Michu Bashol Nekras David. Fatima Manir Badayim, of course sarcastically said, Manir Badayim Melech Yisrael. There was a bit of sarcasm. ניר בדיין מלך ישראל, אשר נגלו היים לעיני עמי סבודות, כי היגוליס נגליס אך הדורקים. ואפתיר איך משמיד. היים הדוד, היים הדוד, אבל זה ויכוח, זה דבית, ונקרא סעיד מזייס, ואיסה שופל בינו, I did it purposely. Vime Moyes Asher Amarto, and what you objected to the fact that the she people, I mean, people of low origin in society, have participated with me in dancing. So on the contrary, in their company I find loyalty and also, I mean, a sense of respect. Then, next is Vayiki Yosha Vamela Bebeisei, Vadishem Iniach Vimisovi, Mikol Eivor. Vayimar HaMelech of Nosson HaNovi, so the story of Nosson HaNovi and David, and the fact that David bought the Geren Ayivusi, and this was the Mekim HaMilosh, and so forth. So it tells us, Vinshim HaAchas, in one breath, the story of Michal Bashol's objections to David, so to say, to David participating publicly in the festival of escorting the Middash to hear David, and the conversation between David and Osman of what we've got to do with this? The aloche as melech, the aloche from Malchus, is aloche from Savan, the aloche from Malchus. The melech is a Savan. Yes. This is the aloche from Malchus. Same tosim aloche from melech, teine moscho aloche. Melech shemo, nosi shemocha akvede kvede mocho. Melech shemocha akvede ein kvede mocho. If you take away emo, they must hold what means emo, not in the sense fear in the primitive sense of the word. Sure. But it means awe, it means respect that they shtei mosei alecho. Michal Bashol objected exactly to that. You are going to be the Melech Yisrael. And without being Melech Yisrael, you wouldn't be able to build a Beis HaMikdash. Because a Beis HaMikdash can only be built when sovereignty is achieved, complete sovereignty by the Melech Yisrael. Politically, judicially, militarily, you know, there's got to be the ruler. And you do something which undermines the very idea which we are all interested in. Namely, the construction of Beis HaMikdash or Beis HaBchirah, which cannot be before the Melech Yisrael will be complete, I mean, sovereign and authority. That's what she said. Manir Bat Ayin, it's very, today, very awesome, Melech Yisrael. What the Baal Shem say, Melech Yisrael? Manir Bat Ayin. What was the intonation? I haven't heard you say. What if you would try to reproduce? The intonation, the emphasis. Manir Bat Ayin, Melech Yisrael. You are going to be Melech. You are going to build a Beis HaMikdash. I know your ambition. It's a great ambition to build a Beis HaMikdash. But don't forget, you said many times that being a Mikdash is not a purpose per se. Being the Zapchire is just an expression of complete sovereignty and freedom and might and power on the part of the people. Do you think that you rule the people as a sovereign whom everybody is supposed to respect and to love and to carry out its orders? But my new brother, Yehim, never feels right. very forward, very, the intonation. Manir badayim, Melech Yisrael, asher niglu hayim le'inei ames, you danced with the plain people, avodo, they have got to be his servant. He said, well, this was a problem. What was David's opinion? David's opinion, apparently, interesting is that Ram quotes the machleket between Michal and David. He quotes it in Hilchos Lulav. David's opinion was yes, that Simcha Shel Mitzvah does not interfere with the idea and the fact that Melech should be highly respected, and Melech is the highest sovereign, the highest ruler in the land. But still, as the Simcha Shel Mitzvah is muter. Michal did not agree with it. The Rambam has the halach. When he speaks about Simcha Shel Sheivo, assume Shel Sheivo who used to dance? The Melech, the Keller, the King Godel, and the plain people used to look on, just to watch. The performance was given, by King Godel, by the Sanhedrin, was given. Was given Beis Hamikdash every Sukkot for the benefit of those who were plain people. Is a Melech can also, with regard to Simcha Shel Mitzvah, is a Melech has a right to cast off his dignity for a while. And his isolation, his social isolation, and join the people. Because Binyan Beis Abchir is, cannot interfere with the mitzvah from Simcha, with the halacha from Simcha Shel Mitzvah. That's why Michal objected that by dancing before the horn, with all the trained people, the plebeians, David forfeited his own ambition, namely the Beis HaPrir. But for the Beis HaPrir, he had to be a complete savant, and that Michal was afraid that by acting like that, in a democratic way, so he will lose his sovereignty. And by losing his sovereignty, she was not concerned with it. She was concerned by losing his sovereignty. He will lose the privilege of being a Beis HaPrir.
She had
the aura of sovereignty. Aura of sovereignty. You're right. The Rambam in Hilchos, Lulev, said Shein a mitzvah ba'aveda sarekim, sha mitzvah elokim shnei simcha shal mitzvah, and he quotes David. And he quotes, v'imei moez, asher omar, v'imei moez, asher omar, imo mikovedo. On the contrary, I increase my prestige in the eyes of the people, and I'll be the sovereign of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will instruct or tell to build the Beis HaMikdash. Because otherwise the story of Micho has nothing to do with the whole people. So, question. Actually, no, if this is true, that Micho Bar Shaul did not win the argument, but David win the argument. We know how did Rambam know that Michal, to quote Michal Bashor, that David, perhaps David was the argument, she was right. Yeah, you mean Chatzila? The pasuk. When Michal Bashol, lehoye leyelat adibes. When Michal Bashol, lehoye leyelat adibes. It means her opinion was rejected, David's opinion accepted. To dance with plain people, with amaratsim, with ignorant people, with illiterate people. But when the intention is mitzvah, the purpose is great, this does not undermine the prestige of of this particular individual. And actually we demanded from the Melech absolute obedience on the part of the community, absolute obedience, even obedience and display at even the Novi who comes and appears before the Melech has to prostrate himself. By Yovi and Noson and Novi with Namela Tobi, by Ishtar Papai Marzo. But this is correct as long as Simcha Shal Mitzvah is not involved. If there is a Simcha Shal Mitzvah involved, so the Melech, on the contrary, the greatness of the king, and the greatness of the king is increased by permitting people to do such things and by participating with them in entertainment, in dancing, in singing. There's no need for a Melech to restrain his to suppress his emotions if they are related to a Simcha Shal Mitzvah. This is the case. So then, did he build the Beis HaMikdash or didn't he build? Yeah. He did. Why? Why? Yeah. Vayhi balaylo, please. Vayhi dvar ad Hashem el Noson leimor. Leich lomar to alav de el David, ke yomar ad Hashem, ha'at o tivni li ba'yus l'shifti? It's already rejected. Ha'at o tivni ba'yus l'shifti? Ki le yoshafti be ba'yus, meyim alesi ez ne Yisrael ni Mitzrayim, vadayim azeh, ואהיה מסלר באל ובמשכן. בכל אשר סלחתי בכל בני ישראל, הדיבר דיברתי, אז אחת שפטי ישראל, אשר ציוויסי לירס הסמייס ישראל, לימה, לבניסם לבית, בבי סרוזי, ויעת אוקי סיימה לאלדר דוד, כי אמר עליי הצבועי, אני לקחתי חומך מן הנובת, מאחר הצי, לי יש נוגד עלם על ישראל, ואהי אמור בחילה אשר הולכתו, ואחריתו את כל איבךו מפניכו, ועשיסי לכו שם גודל כשם הגדלים אשר בארץ, ושמתי מוקי מפי. ואהי אמור כחילה אשר הולכתו, ואחריתו את כל איבךו מפניכו, ועשיסי לכו שם גודל כשם הגדלים אשר בארץ. This is sovereignty spelled out in very precise sentences, the definition of sovereignty. God accompanies this particular sovereign king who is successful. There are no enemies because people are afraid of him. This means the great king. Kishem Agdelim Mashaboret. The Samtim Mokim Lamil Israel. ונתתיו, ושוכן תחתו, ולעיר גזי, אמן. The longer the new is, the more we begin to wonder why didn't David was, why wasn't there a point of action. ולשמתי מוקים לעמי ישראל, ונתתיו, it means forever, will be planted, forever, ושוכן תחתו, means he'll live in security, ולעיר גזי, they will not be nervous. Will not be fearful of a sudden attack. But the Yisifu, Bnei Avol, Anese, Kasha Bereshena. It's good, no? However, ומין היים אשר ציוויסי שפוטים על עמי ישראל, כבר נכסי לכו מכל איבכו, ויגי לכו עד השם, כי בא איס יעשה לו, עד השם, כי ימו ימיכו, זרח לו אחריכו, הוא יבנה, רק אם איסו זרח לו אחריכו, הוא יבנה בא איס לשמי, וחיננתי אסקיסי ממלכתי, עד אלו, אני אהיה לו לא בנצו. In the very young in this mention, they told him, Kidam Rob Shafachte. In the very young in this mention. Kidam Rob Shafachte. Loch in the sin of Bain. Bin for a yet in the air for even the Bain. Kidam Rob Shafachte. Loch in the sin of Bain. Here is the Rabbi Shalom in his message to Nosim said, don't say because Kidam Rob Shafachte. What is the reason here? Forget the Vrayomin from Damrav Shvachter. It will be integrated into the message which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Yemos, to Nosson Anor. Yes. What is the reason here? Forget about the Vrayomin. What is the reason here? What? No, don't. On the contrary, it says your servant is so great. You are among the greatest men in the world. Everybody is afraid. The people are afraid of you. This is sovereignty in glowing terms.
The Naaman Beitecho Mamlachto Harolam.
Yeah, no.
The next generation is already a sign of the fact that it's not just your personal triumph, but that it is.
No. Very simple. The answer is, if you had come a year or 2 years before that, I would have accepted it. You are late. You are late. You are late. And here is exactly what if being a prayer is an expression of the fact that the Melech Yisroel is a sovereign king, a mighty, great sovereign king, in the very moment, the very instant, the Melech feels himself victor and strong, so right away he should have started doing the things. David waited. And a matter of fact, with regard to this, there is something else. What should actually the Beis HaMikdash, when you build a Beis HaMikdash? I mean, you can build a modest building. Modest building. You can build a luxurious building. It applies to a being head yet, to human dwelling, as well as to the Beis HaShem, to the house of God. So actually, how much money should I spend on the construction of this HaMikdash? In the Mishkan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has guided Moshe Rabbeinu. But Al Pedin, Al Pi Halacha, how much money should I say? Should I say money in the object? So I'll go bankrupt. But this HaMikdash must be beautiful. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not need gold, nor does he need silver, precious metal. The simple modest Beis HaMikdash is good enough. It's good enough, so how much? Again, the question. What is a modest building, or what is a luxurious building? The answer to Shurim is without the Dinkler. Shurim is as much as you spend on your own house. How much money should I spend on this Amigdash? As much as you spend on your private home. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Kelegibarti na v'sichem, kelegatu tivnu v'bayis l'shifti b'ori, you build, kelegoshafti b'bayis." You know, I didn't demand that bayis in the Amigdash. Brumiyim alesi esnei Yisroel menetrayim v'adayim azeh, V'ayim nisalir be'eyel u'b'mishko. Reason? What is the reason? Why was I happy and satisfied to dwell in a be'eyel u'b'mishko, a temporary construction? Because you live in air, I also. ובכל אשר הסלחתי בכל בני ישראל, whatever I demanded from בני ישראל, I also, wanted them to give me. הדובר דיברתי אסך את שבטי ישראל, before the שבטי ישראל attained this status, that instead as long as there was no such feeling of security, there was no sovereignty. You don't build homes, because the enemy attacks and the home is gone. To build homes instead of air, holy, and to build homes instead of mishkan, this is a sign of security. It means that I experience that I'm now safe and secure. I can drive off any enemy. And the houses which are the expensive houses which I build will not suffer any damage. This is a sense of political security when you simply build something permanent, and you are not too worried about the possibility that this particular terrain will be attacked by an enemy and destroyed. הדיבר דיברתי מחת שבטי ישראל. Did I ever ask? Romul is missing me by Sarovim? But now let us see how did you act on it. That it means, so in other words, the base Akhira should be built the very moment, the very day, the very first day, on which one? On which the human being, the king, let us say, realizes it's time for him to move to the palace, instead of living in temporary dwellings, in tents, in temporary constructions. I can afford already to build a house. The very day. When it appeared to David to build a house for himself, he should have started out with another idea, to build a house for the Rebbe Yishuv as well. Because this is exactly, and I said, but you didn't do that. You didn't do that. So now, after your house was completed, after all, after the Beis HaRozel was completed, so you finally reminded yourself that you want to build a house for me. That I don't want. But what do I show you here? That why did HaKadosh Baruch reject David's offer to build a Beis HaRozel? It means as beautiful as his house. This is a Beis HaRozel. Why did Rabbi Yishlom reject it? Well, Rabbi Yishlom was angry. No. If it's a mitzvah, being with a priya is a mitzvah, which is the extension of Yerusha v'Yeshiva, is the mechayev. The motivation, it should be motivated immediately. The very moment David feels, David fought many wars, so he did not have the feeling of security during the only war. As long as a person is not secure, he does not build a house, a palace. You live, you sleep in a tent. We find in Uri Achiti, Uri Achiti that Yehov, the commander-in-chief, lived in tents. Because when you are engaged in a war, you don't build palaces or mansion houses. Yeah. And so the Akadosh Baruch Hu wanted David to translate his experience of safety and security immediately in the first act. The first means of translation of my, so to say, of my sense of security and gratitude to Akadosh Baruch Hu, to demonstrate this sense of security immediately after he defeated, what I say, the Yebusi. Case the Yebusi was the last. After Yehov, actually this was the base of fear of the Yebusi. Yebusi after Yehov and he conquered Yerushalayim. And the apostle says that Yerushalayim was impossible to conquer. Many shot him from his soil. To fall flying rain is how God shot him. Apparently that Yerushalayim, whoever conquered Yerushalayim, whoever could conquer Yerushalayim, would also have gotten Yerushalayim as a part of his Jerusalem. But anyway, the apostle says the Shvatim could not conquer Yerushalayim. Only the genius of Yehov, the military genius of Yehov, the combination to bind, he used to bound himself to the branches, and he used to swing the branch and throw him off on the other bank of the river, so to say, or the mountain. That's how this strategy, I mean, actually succeeded in surrendering Yerushalayim, I mean, delivering Yerushalayim to Yehov. Only Yehov's unlimited courage made it possible. It was the pasuk says there in here. Is when David came the last night after the river, it was crossed by years by employing the method of Yehov, this strategic method of Yehov, this very night. So David should have come to Nosmanovi, Mosul. Let's deal with time. I'm a sovereign. Because tonight I don't have the sense of insecurity I had the night before. Tonight is different. I feel different. There's nothing else to do. I believe that Benishlam was very modest. He walked with us, the Eyal, the Mishkan. Now let us build a Bisavir. So instead of telling it to Nosmanovi, he called in the architect of it and told him the same night to build a base of water for himself. Why? Because in his opinion, the war is won. All right, so build. So you build the head. So try to dwell in your base of water. The matter is similar to that. To build for a yet in an effort to live there. What does it mean, Kiddom Rav Shafasto? Kiddom Rav Shafasto means you did. Attitude, Kiddom Rav Shafasto, that you don't rejoice. You don't rejoice in the fact that there will be no need anymore for bloodshed and for war and for military conflict. You're not afraid of Kiddom Rav Shafasto. You are so involved in war that you did not have the experience of redemption lives through when war comes to end. Many people, I reference I don't remember exactly who it was, one of the commanders for the Leo the First and Second World War. He says when Germany signed the treaty of surrender, so he walked out of the room where the German generals, the chief of staff, the German, the high German officer signed the surrender, and then he asked himself, and now? And now, I mean, what do I do now?
It's
not a question of job. He did not feel the beauty, the happiness. He did not have the sense of happiness and elation. Have happiness one should have felt of his rank should have felt at Baruch Hashem. Ki damurav shefachto, he apparently, and at the night on which it came to an end, and Yerushalayim is under your control, you came out and you didn't feel elated. That's why you did not have the proper attitude, the proper sense of gratitude to Hashem. That's why you did not translate your feeling of happiness with the end of the war in terms of being a bias of construction with an idiot, but in selfish terms of constructing a house for himself. I don't know. What I wanted to show to you is that this what I said at the very beginning, that being a bias is not a separate myth. It is an aspect of Yerushalayim Yeshiva, the extension of Yerushalayim Yeshiva. It is not just a warrior man. It's more than that. This is basically Yerushalayim Yeshiva must find the Yerushalayim Yeshiva, particularly the human, when man experiences Yerushalayim Yeshiva, it means he has no battles anymore. He's safe and sound and secure. And the man experiences all that, and then the highest he expresses his gratefulness, gratitude, by doing everything. That's what it is. And Akim al Amokim Mashikha, Mishan Eska Mikol Shvetecha, the Sheikh Ney Tidre Shul Vosha Shul. What are you talking about? This is, that's what I wanted to tell you. And that's what the Gemara says, Shorish Mitzvah, the Stad of Israel, which is also Moab, is one Mitzvah, is understandable. This is Zarash of Amalek. If Amalek is around, he can do much. Second Mitzvah is doing it for Melech. What's the got to do Melech? What's the got Melech to do with Beit Apchir? What's Melech got to do with Beit Apchir? The end, as I explained to you, Beit Apchir is a key to Malchus. If I don't build a Beit Apchir, I violate not, I would say not a separate Apchir, but I say from Linus to Melech. Of course it is counterfeit. The Ram counts these two phrases as two different meanings. But anyway, but that is the mitzvah being the Sapphire is rooted in Linus and Mera. What means Linus and Mera? That the Klal Yisrael, whenever the Klal Yisrael is victorious and succeeds in combating his enemies. Is this experience of gratitude in defeating enemies on the part of the Klal Yisrael should be expressed and expressed itself to be a mitzvah. Yes. Yeah.